Following is another Class Kit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Out on the left wing, Patch dumps it down. Now needs some help. As the ball hit the floor, Harvey trying to come help her instead. She'll dish it off to Cleholm. Drives the baseline left side. Sand lays it up and in. Cleholm now with 7 points in the ball game.
Tonight, an area rivalry is renewed in Shelton as the Bulldogs welcome in the Kennesaw Blue Devils. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Kennesaw ball underneath their own hoop, lobbing up to Brady State. Right elbow to Stoker. Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
Both schools have two games under their belts. Our boys' contest features a battle of 1-1 teams, while the girls' squads will capture their first win of the season tonight. It's the Blue Devils and Bulldogs coming up next. But first, in New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Deal live from Shelton right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns as we are at Shelton tonight as the Bulldogs take on the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Glad to have you along with us for tonight's New Tech Seed pregame show. Girls teams, they're going to be looking for their first win. Both are 0-2 on the season, have struggled a little bit offensively, and we'll see if they can get that going tonight. The boys game, both teams coming in, as you heard, at 1-1 on the season, and they always tend to put on a pretty good show when these two teams get together. As with everybody, it's still very early in the season, trying to work out some of the kinks, get a few more practices in after you got those first two couple of games down and see what you can do with this basketball club, and we will see what can be done tonight in Shelton as the Bulldogs take on Kennesaw. A little bit of a late start tonight. JVs ran long, especially in the girls' game, but we'll be ready to go here momentarily. We'll take a look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Kearney. 5 Points Bank, better choices, better service, taking your banking and making it simple. 5 Points Bank of Kearney. First off, for the visiting Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils, they've got a very young team. There's not a senior on the roster. Number 10 is a 5'5" junior, Brenna Schneider. Number 14 is a 5'7" freshman, Kendra Nunn. Number 24 is a 5'2" freshman in Dariana Burr. Number 30, 5'7" junior, Jordan Dassinger. And number 32, a 5'5" sophomore, Brielle Schneider. Head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils is Jace Morgan, assisted by Chuck Rowe. Kennesaw 0-2 after losses to state-rated Blue Hill and undefeated Bruning Davenport Shickley. For the Shelton Lady Bulldogs, number 22 is a 5'6 sophomore, Juanita Garcia. Number 30, 5'7 senior, Abby Pleholm. Number 34, 5'7 senior, Amber Harvey. Number 50, a 5'7 junior, Amelia Hunt. and number 52, a 5'10 senior, Jessica Koenig. The head coach of the Shelton Bulldogs is Misty Potter, and she is assisted by Erica Landell. Shelton 0-2, dropping two close games, a 9-pointer at Elm Creek, and in overtime, a 3-point loss to Franklin on Saturday night. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, Five Points Bank in Kearney. We've got plenty of basketball going on tonight. Kearney Catholic is currently taking on Ord on the road, and you can hear that on ESPN 1460 right now. Kearney Catholic girls with the lead in the first half. Donovan Trumbull is hosting Hastings St. Cecilia on 1230 AM KHAS, and those games can also be heard on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Rivalry week here on Classic Hits. Tonight, Kennesaw taking on Shelton. Tomorrow night, Bertrand will be at Loomis, and we've got the action for you as well. Plus, Tri-City Storm hockey going on tonight as the Storm is taking on Youngstown. Face off at 7:30 at the Viero Events Center, and you can hear the action on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll be bringing you high school basketball between Kennesaw and Shelton after this.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Are you looking for more protection against bad weather hitting your crops than federal crop insurance alone can provide? The Kroll Agency now offers total weather insurance, providing supplemental coverage against drought, excess moisture, heat stress, and fall freeze. And the program pays out automatically when bad weather hits. That means no paperwork and no adjuster coming out to your farm. Call the Kroll Agency to learn more and get a free quote today. The Kroll Agency, with offices in Hastings, Kennesaw, Minden, and Roseland. Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests. Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9, getting ready for tonight's high school basketball action. Kennesaw will be in the traveling blue with black trim. Jumping center will be Jordan Dassinger, and the home white with blue trim will be Shelton, and jumping center will be Amber Harvey. We're ready for girls basketball. Kevin Wood, officiating crew here tonight, waiting to put the ball in play at Shelton, waiting for some of the fans to get seated here in the older gym at Shelton. It's very tight. Want to make sure that nobody's on the floor when the ball's in the air. And here we go. The ball is in the air, and the opening tip will be controlled by Kennesaw. Blue Devils will face a Shelton man-to-man defense, it looks like, to start the basketball game, and start with a three-pointer from the right-hand corner. It's no good. Off the backside, no one can run down the rebound. Off the miss there from Dassinger. Both teams wearing the even numbers tonight. And the ball will stay in the hands of Kennesaw. So we'll see if some energy can get going. Both teams, as we said, struggling to score points in their first two games. Nobody getting above the 32-point total. And we'll see if that changes here tonight. Get the ball in, get it moving, get the shot in the air like Kennesaw did right off the opening tip. From the baseline, they'll throw it into the left-hand wing, into the hands of Schneider. Brielle and Brenna are both out there. Take it to the left wing. Three-pointer is on the way. That one is Burr, and it goes off the rim over the backboard and out of bounds. So a couple of early threes, and Kennesaw unable to connect. And it looks like Kennesaw is going to go full-court pressure. They did that in the JV game. We saw a lot of steals, as we do here. Kennesaw steals it away, and then a foul underneath. And that's what happened in the JV game. We'll send Schneider to the free-throw line. So Shelton's going to have to be able to handle the full-court pressure. And at the line to shoot two, Brenna Schneider just underway here, and the foul called on Amber Harvey. Free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Second free throw for Brenna Schneider on the way, and it's dancing around and in. And the first point of the ball game comes for the charity stripe here for Kennesaw. They lead it 1-0. Shelton gets the ball in right back into the hands of Amelia Hunt, and then she has it taken away. Steal is made by Brielle Schneider, goes to the hoop, draws the foul, missed the shot. And two more free throws coming up here for the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils. At the line will be Brielle Schneider this time. She made the steal both times. This time she'll get the benefit of putting up the free throws, and it was the second foul on Amber Harvey as the free throw is up, and it is good. 2-0 Kennesaw. And just 32 seconds in, Harvey's got two fouls, and I don't see anybody checking in for her. Second free throw is up, and it dances in and out. No good. Fight for the loose ball. Pulled down underneath by Kennesaw. First shot is not going to go. Second shot is not going to go. It's a free-for-all underneath. The third shot does go. And getting that to fall is going to be Brenna Schneider. Full court pressure on again, and let's see how Shelton does against it this time. 4-0. Shelton hasn't been able to get it across the timeline yet. And the ball is going to be tipped out of bounds one more time by Kennesaw. They'll take it out at midcourt. An early 4-0 lead here for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Off a couple of free throws and a Schneider layup. Looks like Kennesaw will set back here in a 2-3 zone as the ball will be handled by Abby Pleahall, Shelton's leading scorer. And the pass in the front court is taken away again by Brielle Schneider. Schneider brings it across the timeline, sets up there against the Shelton man-to-man. On the left wing with it is Brenna Schneider, tries to lob it inside. The ball is tipped, picked up by Brielle, turns, misses the shot. Ball fought for in the lane. Coming out of there with it will be Burr, and they'll reset it up top. So Kennesaw gets the third opportunity here to Burr. Burr starts the dribble, leaves the ball behind her, able to go back and get it and reset it over here on the right wing. With it will be Brielle Schneider. Left-hand dribble into the paint, kicks it out for the three-pointer. It's on the way off the rim, and again it goes over the backboard. Don't see that happen twice in a night. It's happened twice in the first 2 minutes off the missed three from Brenna Schneider. Checking into the ball game here. A couple of players for Kennesaw. They're going to go with Stacey Weavers checking in. And again on the inbounds, ball will be thrown up floor to Koning. It's tipped away and picked back up by Shelton. And finally, they're going to be able to actually get into a half-court offense, into the paint, turnaround jumper up and in by Koning. So it didn't take long once they got the ball into the front court. And Shelton is on the board 4-2. And a hand-check foul going to be called to the back court here on Shelton. Goes against Abby Pleahall, her first and the team's third. So Kennesaw with the basketball and a 4-2 lead. We're 2 minutes into the first quarter. Burr dumps it into the right-hand corner. 18-footer is in and out that time for Kennesaw and Weavers. The rebound brought down by Shelton. And grabbing the loose ball will be Pleahall. And we have another whistle. And we haven't been able to make it up the floor once in this game without a whistle. The foul is called on Kennesaw's Dariana Burr. Shelton back in business here. With the basketball will be Amber Harvey. Breaking the press, getting it underneath for a short jumper that won't go that time by Garcia. And the rebound brought down by Brielle Schneider, her second. Pushes it into the front court to the right elbow. Tries to get it over to Weavers. It's through her hands and out of bounds. And that'll be the first turnover of the game for Kennesaw. Shelton to throw it in. Ball deflected away. They'll have to try it again from in front of their own bench. 4-2, Kennesaw with the early lead, 2.5 minutes into the first quarter. Long pass gets to the midcourt stripe there for Shelton. Garcia swings it back for a 15-foot jumper by Koenig. It's no good. Ball will go out of bounds and back over to Kennesaw. Working the ball into the front court here is Brielle Schneider. Schneider brings the ball across the timeline. Bounce pass on the right wing to Weavers. Weavers leaves it in the corner for Burr, and Burr did the old head fake and took off without dribbling, and that'll be back-to-back turnovers here for Kennesaw. And Checking back into the game will be Kendra Nunn, and Weavers will check back out. Shelton to throw it in. And a baseball pass again to try to throw over the press. Get it into the hands of Garcia. Underneath, wide open off the screen for the layup is Koning, and she'll score. So back-to-back buckets here for Shelton from Koning, and we are tied 4-4. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Kennesaw to the front court. Spots up for the three. Burr is too strong on that one. Ball is saved down to the baseline by Nunn. Another second chance for Kennesaw here in the first quarter. Burr to the right-hand corner to Schneider. Brenna, a couple of dribbles out of there, stops on the wing, throws it out to Brielle. Brielle trying to stay out of the double team, reaching in. Plehal better be careful. She'll get dinged for her second foul as they try to dump it inside. Kennesaw turns it over again. So they started well with all the steals. Now three straight turnovers as Koning comes out of there with it. Into the hands of Harvey. Harvey into the corner. Amelia Hunt tries an 18-footer. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Brenna Schneider. All the boards right now going Kennesaw's way. Long outlet pass into the front court. Taking the short shot, but it will not fall that time for Dassinger. And the rebound brought down by Shelton's Amber Harvey. Harvey playing with two fouls. Get it to Koning. Koning, as soon as she catches it, she tries to shoot it. She'll be fouled. And Jessica will go to the free throw line for the first attempts here for Shelton. Foul going to be called here on Kennesaw's Brielle Schneider. That'll be her first and the team's second. Koning puts the first free throw on the way, and it skips in and out. No good. Into the ball game for Shelton. Angel Lerlux. Score update in just a moment as the second free throw is on the way, and it is good by Koning. She's got all 5 points for Shelton, and they now take the lead at 5-4 midway through the first quarter of play. Into the front court, Kennesaw dumps it up top there to Dassinger. Into the left-hand corner, kick it right back out of the wing to Nunn. Skip it over to Burr, trying to stay on the outside here against the zone defense for Shelton on a high post. They'll move it to the left wing. Schneider dumps it into the corner. Nobody to pass it to. The ball deflected and stolen away. Ball deflected, and Koning went and grabbed it. So the first couple of minutes, Kennesaw couldn't do anything. Now the last couple of minutes, let's change that. Shelton couldn't do anything. Now Kennesaw can. Here's a three-pointer. Lerlux on the way. It's no good. Defensive rebound brought down by Dassinger. Jordan with her first board. Already 8 rebounds for Kennesaw, 2 for Shelton. And pushing her way through a screen up front, Shelton going to have the foul called here on Abby Plehal. And Plehal and Harvey, two of the senior starters here for Coach Misty Potter, are in foul trouble with 2 fouls. And we've got 3:10 to go here in the first quarter of play. Kennesaw basketball. Ball slapped away. Kennesaw runs it down to the backcourt there with Brielle Schneider. Swings it over to Brenna. Down to the low post. Dassinger there. Back out Schneider. 13-footer on the way. No good. Long rebound. Comes out to the free throw line, and Brenna Schneider runs it down. And the ball is kicked as Shelton went for the steal. 5-4. Shelton with the lead. 2:52 to go here in the first quarter of play. And to throw it in from midcourt will be Brenna Schneider. Schneider dumps it in to Brielle. They're running the guards, trying to find their post right now. Skip pass is nearly picked off, but instead finds its way into the hands of Weavers. Her jumper is going to be short, no good. Rebound brought down by the Bulldogs, and heading the other way is Amber Harvey. And then Harvey comes to a stop and walks with a basketball. So turnovers are now even at 4 apiece, and we've got a timeout on the floor brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. The timeout by Kennesaw with 2:36 to go here in the first quarter of play. Shelton 5 and Kennesaw 4.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River, and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Welcome back to high school basketball here at Shelton. Want to thank Athletic Director Ron Blaze and the folks here for their hospitality, bringing you this area doubleheader tonight. 2:36 to go in quarter number one, and Shelton has a 5-4 lead over Kennesaw. Out of the timeout, the Blue Devils. Weavers tries to throw it down low on the post. Ball can't be handled that time over the head of Brielle Schneider, and Kennesaw will turn it over again. Weavers, the tallest player on the floor at 5'9 for Kennesaw. Koenig, 5'10. But a lot of 5'4, 5'5 out there. So trying to get it inside, very difficult. As Shelton breaks the press, now Koenig tries to throw it over to Garcia, and it's over her head and out of bounds. So Shelton gives it right back, and Hunt returns to the ball game for the Bulldogs. So you've got Koenig and Hunt along with Learlux out there, as well as Amber Harvey and Abby Pleahall. Kennesaw, though, with the ball. They've been quiet here for the last 4 minutes after getting out to a 4-0 lead, haven't scored since. Working around the perimeter, they're 0-for-4 from three-point land, and a walk called on the ball fake. Kennesaw with their sixth turnover. So they started with 4 points, no turnovers, now no points and six turnovers. And a blocking foul on the inbounds play here. Foul going to be called on Jordan Dassinger. That'll be her first and the team's third. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Shelton working the ball around the perimeter. Skip pass, high post. There's a good-looking jumper that won't go for Amber Harvey. Rebound brought down by Kendra Nunn. Nunn outlet pass to Schneider. Schneider right down the middle of the floor. Great bounce pass underneath, and a foul called as Dassinger takes the shot. Great job there by Brielle Schneider going coast to coast, drawing the defender and dumping it off just like you're taught. And two free throws coming up now for Jordan Dassinger. Trying to break this scoring hex. And the free throw is on the way, and it's in and out, no good. Checking into the ball game for Shelton, Joey Terry, a 5'6 sophomore. All kinds of sophomores. There's not a single junior outside of Amelia Hunt on this Shelton ball club. Second free throw, that's good. So Dassinger gets one of two and ties the basketball game 5-5 with 1:40 to go. Inbounds pass stolen away, taking it to the hoop again, Brielle Schneider, and again she is fouled. Kennesaw's pressure defense. I'll tell you what, if they get anything going, with the way this game is going here in the first quarter, if they can make a few shots, they are taking it away almost every time on the press. So Shelton's got to figure that out, or Kennesaw can really get things rolling here. That is the second foul on Shelton's Learlux. The first free throw is no good by Brielle Schneider. The second free throw on the way, and it's good. So now they can slap the pressure on. 6-5, Kennesaw. 1:40 to go here in the first quarter. Ball comes in to Harvey. Harvey clears it out here to Learlux. Throws over the top to Koenig. Koenig starts the drive. Stops at the left elbow. Throws it back out to the free throw line. The jumper by Harvey. No good. Rebound comes out to the Blue Devils. Pushing it up the right side is Kendra Nunn. Nunn stops and hits the trailer behind her in Schneider. Try to get the offense going. Weavers out to the wing. Here's the three-pointer on the way for Brenna Schneider. It is no good. Offensive rebound just thrown back up there by Nunn. It's off the mark. Another offensive board by Schneider, and she is fouled. Very frustrating right now for the Shelton Bulldogs. They're turning it over. They're not rebounding. When they do get in the half court, that's the silly thing right now. When they do get in the half court, they look decent. But everything else right now is really hurting them. The deal is they're only down by one, 6-5. The foul was called on Koenig, her first. Seven fouls already here in the first quarter on Shelton. The front end of the two-shot foul by Brenna Schneider is no good. And the second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Kennesaw has already shot 10 free throws, and they've went one out of two each time. Each foul has been on the shot. 7-5 Kennesaw as Shelton does get across the timeline. Down to Koenig. Posts up. Turnaround jumper from 7. It's going to be short. Rebound brought down by Kendra Nunn. She's got 5 here in the first quarter. Baseball pass to the other end. Overshoots Dassinger. And out of bounds it goes. So Kennesaw with their 7th turnover. 7-5 Blue Devils. Under a minute to go here in the first quarter at Shelton. Shelton throws over the top of the presser, right down the middle of the floor. Plehal leaves it off for Lierlux, 10-footer, too strong. Koning had it, then it's blocked out of there by Dassinger. Shot on the way, it won't go, and out of bounds off of Kennesaw. 38 seconds to go here. In quarter number one, Kennesaw 7, Shelton 5. And to throw it in right in front of us for the Bulldogs will be Amber Harvey. Harvey looks right, now tosses it out to Koning. They set up a screen. Harvey back to Koning, free throw line, and she takes the shot and will be fouled. Foul going to be called on Brielle Schneider. That'll be her second and the fourth team foul here on Kennesaw. So two free throws coming up for Koning. She has all five of the Shelton points, and the free throw is in. 7-6 Kennesaw. And Weaver's back in here for Coach Morgan. Second free throw on the way, and Koning hits them both. And we are tied again, 7-7 with 34 seconds to go in the first quarter. Burr brings it into the front court, leaves it off of the right elbow for Weavers, tries to throw backside, the ball deflected out of there by Amber Harvey and stolen away. 20 seconds to go, up the floor with it will be Harvey, stops on the right wing, now is trying to tie it up, and stealing it will be Brenna Schneider, snuck in from the backside, Schneider to the other end, throws it up and draws the foul. So in transition, it's just put your head down and go, because you know a foul is going to be called. That is the eighth foul of the first quarter here on Shelton. And it is the third foul on Abby Plehal. Two free throws coming up again. Brenna Schneider, she's 2 of 4. And now she's 3 of 5 as the first one is up and in. 8-7. Kennesaw with the lead. They have hit 6 free throws here in the first quarter. Second free throw on the way. That's off the mark. And the rebound comes down to Shelton. And off to the races is Amber Harvey. Harvey dribbles it off her foot as she got to midcourt, and out of bounds it goes. Fouls have been a problem for Shelton. Coach Misty Potter telling us that 3 of her starters fouled out in the overtime loss to Franklin. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Dassinger, top of the key for 3. It's no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. It is Kennesaw's girls 8, Shelton 7. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
Where else can you get so much great food for such an affordable price? Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. For years, they've prided themselves in being more bang for the buck and making homemade food fresh right there, like their famous prime rib dinners or their huge jumbo hand-breaded shrimp. What about the freshest salad and fruit bars around? Make the drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and be a part of great family, food, and tradition.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Shelton, and Kennesaw, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. At the end of the first quarter here in our girls' game, it is Kennesaw 8 and Shelton 7. Second quarter begins with Shelton basketball. Shelton had 8 turnovers in the first quarter, and so did Kennesaw. We had 16 turnovers and 12 fouls in that first quarter of play. We had a rough start last night at St. Paul, but things got better after that. We'll see if the same happens here, and Amber Harvey will step up and hit her first shot of the basketball game, the second player to score here for Shelton, and they regain the lead by a score of 9-8. Kennesaw works it to Dassinger. Dassinger dumps it down low, and the ball is going to be deflected out of bounds. And it will stay with the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Kennesaw shot 12 free throws in the first quarter, made half of them. Worked the ball to Weavers. Weavers tries to lob it down low, ball deflected, but it's picked up by Schneider on the backside, attacks the hoop, off the glass, bounces off, no good. Rebound, Dassinger. She'll put it up. It's no good. And coming out of the pack with it again will be Amber Harvey. And again, coming up that right sideline, just dribbles it out of bounds. That's like the third time that has happened to the senior who's just trying to get past the Kennesaw defense. Free throws on the other end, 3 of 4, all from Jessica Koenig for Shelton. She had all their points in the first quarter. Kennesaw, a little inside-outside, back out for a three-pointer. It's no good. Brenna Schneider, fight for the loose ball. Another offensive rebound here for Kennesaw. Kendra Nunn, that's her sixth board, tries to kick it out to the teammate Dassinger, and out of bounds it goes. 5 points for Brenna Schneider in the first quarter to lead the eight-point charge for the Blue Devils. I had Kennesaw for 15 rebounds in the first quarter to just 5 for Shelton. And at the other end, another travel for the Bulldogs. So a tough game to officiate, a tough game to get any kind of a flow into. Obviously, it's tough for the fans right here because there's no time to cheer anything. Even when the girls make a good play, we have a whistle, we have a whistle, we have a whistle. As Kennesaw will toss it in here. Trailing 9-8, 6:45 to go here in the second quarter. Into the front court, Brielle Schneider. Schneider swings it over to Brenna. Brenna on the weak side. Takes the screen from Dassinger. Back over to Schneider. She drives the pocket picked by Lerlux. Angel up the floor, tipped away from behind. She grabs it, then tries to throw it to a teammate and throws it over everybody's head and out of bounds. It is the giving season, and both of these teams are adhering to that so far. That is our 21st turnover in 9.5 minutes of play. So whoever can start taking care of the ball is going to have a huge advantage here as this game moves on. Driving in for the Blue Devils will be Dassinger. Kicks it out to Schneider. Her jumper is no good. Another rebound for Amber Harvey. She's the only player right now that's doing much for Shelton. Up ahead to Pleahall. Pleahall kicks it down to the baseline to Lerlux. Back up to Pleahall. 2 minutes into this quarter, Shelton looking for another bucket, and the shot from the free throw line rattles in and out for Koenig. No good. Rebound Dassinger. Up the floor comes Kennesaw. Schneider got by everybody. Brielle attacks. The layup rattled out. No good. Koenig will pull down the rebound, and then it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Kennesaw. Amber Harvey, the only points here in the quarter. Then it's stolen away on the inbounds. The shot by Schneider, no good. Brielle gets her own rebound and puts it back up and in. First points of the second quarter for Kennesaw, 10-9. Long outlet pass down to Lerlux. She's got a turnaround jumper from 6. It bounces off the heel, no good. Dassinger with her fourth rebound, gives it to Brielle Schneider. Outlet pass is kicked, and we'll have to toss it in again. 10-9 Blue Devils with a one-point lead, and we're going to get a timeout here from Shelton. 5:24 to go in the first half of play. It is Kennesaw 10, Shelton 9. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests. Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Welcome back to Shelton. Girls' first half action here on Classic Hits. And out of the Shelton timeout, it'll be Kennesaw basketball. They lead it 10-9 with 5:24 to go here in the first half of play. Inbounds pass. Kennesaw runs it down just before midcourt. Dassinger into the hands of Brenna Schneider. Brenna tries to lob it back door, but it's through the hand of Weavers. We've seen each team have a couple of opportunities to throw over the defense, but they can never get the catch on the other end. They're tough, tough passes. And Kennesaw, their 11th turnover. Shelton gets the ball in. Pleahall up the floor, looks for Jennifer Garcia, who came in during the break. Garcia turns, and there's two Blue Devils, and she has nowhere to go. Walks with a basketball. So on the floor for Kennesaw, you've got Weavers, Dassinger, both of the Schneiders, and also Burr. Down low, Shelton with a basketball. Leerlux gets out of there with the steal. Another Kennesaw turnover. Up the floor to Pleahall. Pleahall trying to stay out of the double team. Kennesaw overplaying the ball every chance they get. And a reach-in foul going to be called here on Brielle Schneider. That'll be her third personal foul. 15 foul on Kennesaw. Give Shelton a little bit of credit here. They had 8 fouls in the first quarter. None so far here in the second. Now the Kearney Catholic girls having their way with Ord today, 53-15 in the fourth quarter. That game is currently on ESPN 1460. The boys' game will follow. And on the inbound, Shelton turns it over again. And that is the story of the first half. Missed shots and turnovers, and that's kind of been the story of the first two games here for both these teams. And Kennesaw gives the ball right back here, trying to make that long pass. Throw it away and out of bounds. Don't forget, at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll have a look at the first half stats and preview the boys' game. Shelton coach Matt Walters will join us to chat about that at the halftime. Both of those teams are 1-1. On the inbound, Shelton throws it away. Kennesaw gets the ball back, lobs it down low. Weavers dribbles it off of a foot, and the foot belonged to a Shelton Bulldog, so Kennesaw will get it underneath their own hoop. Throwing it in will be the 5'9 sophomore in Weavers again. Kennesaw, not a senior on the ball club. Get it into Brenda Schneider, left-hand corner. Well covered. Off the pick. She'll bounce pass it into the lane to Nunn. Can't get a shot away. Back out to Schneider. Comes all the way to midcourt to track it down. Pass on the left wing to Weavers is going to be tipped out of bounds. And Shelton will have the possession. Looks like they say last touch by Kennesaw. I thought it was last touch by Shelton. So Kennesaw turns it over. And the ball comes in here for Amelia Hunt. Hunt gets it into the hands of Harvey. Wide open underneath Leerlux. They get it to her a little late. Can't make the shot. Got her own rebound. Throws it back up. It will not go. And the ball brought down by Kendra Nunn of Kennesaw. And up the floor, the Blue Devils get it into the paint. Nunn's got a jumper that's off the mark from 10. Rebound brought down by Hunt. Hunt gets it out on the right wing, bringing it across the timeline. Amber Harvey stops, gets it into Koenig. Turnaround jumper from 10 off the front of the iron, no good. Kennesaw fights for the loose ball, and we're going to get a quick jump. The arrow pointing the way of Kennesaw. Dassinger in there with her fifth rebound. 3:45 and counting to go here in the first half. 10-9. It was 8-7, so each team with a bucket here so far in the second quarter as the scoring has not picked up. And we've got another tipped pass that goes out of bounds. A lot of inbounds plays for these two teams. Returning for Shelton will be Juanita Garcia and Abby Pleahall. And Pleahall in there with 3 fouls here in the first half. Inbounds pass. Gets in the paint. Contested shot by Nunn. It's no good. And we've got an over-the-back foul called on Kennesaw trying to retrieve the loose ball. It's on Nunn. That'll be her first and the team's 6th. So no 1-1 yet. 10-9, Kennesaw. 3:30 to go here before halftime. Shelton throws over the top of the pressure to Pleahall to get it into the front court. She'll swing it right side to Garcia. Back out to Pleahall on the right wing, guarded by Dassinger. Gets it to Koenig. She has to go back up top to Harvey, and a travel called on Shelton. 8 turnovers in each quarter for Shelton. Kennesaw 8-6. And Kennesaw will have the basketball here with 3:17 to go in the quarter. Final score from Ord, Kearney Catholic girls win 55-18 over the Ord Lady Chanticleers to go to 5-0. The boys game will tip off in about 20 minutes on ESPN 1460. Shelton with another steal into the front court, trying to stay out of the trap, but a foul will be called, and we've got free throws coming up. The foul on Kennesaw's Jordan Dassinger. That'll be her second. And a 1-1 coming up here for Shelton's Abby Plehall, who has yet to score in the basketball game. 10-9, 7 of the points for Jessica Koning. 5 for Kennesaw's Brenna Schneider. And the free throw is no good for Plehall. Rebound, slapped around, and Koning will grab the offensive board after Hunt kept it alive, and then it is thrown away and headed to the other end for a Kennesaw layup will be Burr. And that'll be the first bucket of the ball game for Burr. And then quickly with the pressure on, another whistle and another foul here on the Blue Devils. Both teams in the 1-1. It'll be the second foul on Burr, so she made the bucket and then tried to grab the quick steal, but call for her second foul. At the line to shoot the 1-1, Abby Plehall missed the front end just moments ago. Get a second opportunity here. And before we can get the free throw shot, they say that one of the Shelton girls on the lane was touching the line. That's pretty good eye vision by the back referee. So no attempt for Shelton, and the ball comes back over to Kennesaw. 12-9 your score. Blue Devils lead it by 3. 2:35 to go here in the second quarter. Working the baseline, Dassinger. Jordan kicks it back out on the wing to Schneider, and the ball goes through her hands and out of bounds. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Kennesaw, and Shelton with 2.5 to go here in quarter number 2, 12-9. Kennesaw on the road with the lead. Shelton makes the long pass. It's going to be stolen away by Kendra Nunn. Nunn up the floor, takes it to the hoop, and scores. First bucket for Kendra Nunn, and that's 3 straight buckets over a long period of time here for Kennesaw. 14-9. Shelton has went over 5 minutes again without scoring. They scored on their first possession of the quarter. Here's a jumper from the free throw line by the player that did it to start the second quarter, Amber Harvey. And that will break the drought there, 14-11 in favor of Kennesaw. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. The Blue Devils work the ball around the perimeter here against the Shelton zone. Bounce pass into the right-hand corner to Nunn. Nunn back out to Burr. Burr back to Nunn on the low block. Throws it over the top of 2 defenders. Well guarded. Shots no good. Rebound brought down by Amber Harvey. Unofficially, her 6th of the ball game. Harvey waits for the traffic to clear, and as she brings it into the front court, she was going to make the pass, and all of a sudden somebody changed directions, and she's called for the walk. So Kennesaw gets the ball back here with a minute 32 to go in quarter number 2. Again, a naturally late start. We were scheduled to go at 6:30. Girls JV took a little bit longer than anticipated, so our boys game won't get started until about 8:15, 8:30 tonight. As Kennesaw casts one up from the free throw line, and Dassinger has her first bucket, 16-11. Kennesaw now back up by 5. Shelton brings the ball off the floor. Plehall gives it back to Harvey. Free throw line, Koning. She'll take the jump shot. No good. Brenda Schneider with her 5th rebound. Wheels it around the right side. Gets by 1 defender. Gets by 2. Then tries to make the bounce pass underneath. And it's stolen away by Amber Harvey. And up the floor she comes. And Kennesaw just jumps right in front of her and draws the foul. This will be on Burr. That's her 3rd. 9th team foul on Kennesaw. So the worm has turned there. Remember, Shelton hasn't been called for a foul here in the quarter after getting whistled for 8 in the opening quarter. In for Kennesaw is going to be number 22, Miranda Stotti, as the free throw is on the way and no good for Plehall. And the rebound brought down by Dassinger, her 6th. At the other end, Kennesaw tries to dump it inside. It's going to be stolen away by Koning. And Shelton back in business, but can they get a shot away? Bounce pass into the right-hand corner to Hunt. Back into the corner, Hunt again. 18-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Kennesaw, but then they spin and step on a baseline. Dassinger had to rip it away there from the defender, and when she did, her momentum carried her back to the baseline and out of bounds. We will see Kennesaw next Tuesday. They travel over to Amherst for a doubleheader. That's on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Here's the jumper by Harvey. That time the 11-footer will not go. Rebound brought down by Kennesaw. Nunn, her eighth. And a double dribble called on the Blue Devils. The teams have combined for 23 turnovers in this quarter alone. So the struggle's really a hard one right now for both of these girls' squads. But either team can settle down. They're going to make a little run. 10 seconds to go. Pleahall gets it to Koenig. Double-teamed on the elbow. Gets it to Lear Lux. Back up top, trying to make the drive. Pleahall into the paint. Forces the issue. And Kennesaw is going to be called for the foul with 3 seconds to go. And Pleahall will go to the line. This time she'll get to shoot two. She's missed the front end of a pair of one-and-ones. And the foul is on Dassinger. She is the third Blue Devil with three fouls. And the free throw. Pleahall up, and it is good. Abby with her first point of the basketball game. And checking in now for Kennesaw will be Rose Werman. Second free throw, Pleahall is up, and it is in. 3 seconds here for Kennesaw to try and get something cast up. And, oh, my, they threw it away, and luckily for Kennesaw, time ran out. They threw the ball in to Stoddy, and she was just going to give it right back to Schneider. And Schneider wasn't ready for it, and out of bounds it went. But despite all the problems, we've got a close ball game, and Kennesaw has the lead at the half. It's the Blue Devils 16 and the Shelton Lady Bulldogs 13. When we come back, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Thanks for listening to this Bulldog Sports broadcast, proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows all these students and coaches work hard and play harder for their teams. That's why Gangwish Seed is very happy to support all of our athletes in all they do. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Go Bulldogs! From everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton.
And welcome back to Shelton High School, where we are ready for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Halftime of our girls' game, it is Kennesaw 16 and Shelton 13. And, of course, the halftime starting already here with the little girls' dance teams, which you'll see just about every time you go somewhere. You're going to see them at least once or twice a year, so they'll be entertaining here at halftime. The boys' game will be coming up next. Also, Kearney Catholic girls, a winner tonight, 55-18 over Ord in their game tonight. The boys' game is coming up, and that'll be on ESPN 1460. Also, Hastings St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull, they are playing basketball on 1230 AM KHAS, and the games will also be on PlatteRiverPreps.com. When we come back, we'll be talking with Shelton head boys basketball coach Matt Walter. We'll also give you a look at the first half stats of our ball game on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. Let's take a look at the first half stats of our girls' contest. First off, for the Shelton Lady Bulldogs, Angel Lerlex has 2 rebounds. Abby Plehall, 2 points, 1 rebound. Amber Harvey, 4 points, 6 rebounds. Amelia Hutt, a rebound. And Jessica Koning has 7 points and 3 rebounds. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first quarter, 2 of 4 in the second. Only 1 three-pointer attempted here by Shelton. They missed that one. Turnovers, that's obviously the big problem for both ball clubs. 8 in the first quarter and 11 in the second quarter. Foul situation for Shelton. 2 on Harvey and Lerlux, 3 on Plehall. 7 points in the first quarter, 6 in the second. At the half, Shelton has 13 points, 13 rebounds, 5 out of 8 at the free throw line, 0 of 1 from 3-point land, and 19 turnovers. For Kennesaw, Brenna Schneider has 5 points, 5 rebounds. Kendra Nunn, 2 points, 8 rebounds. Dariana Burr, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Jordan Dassinger, 3 points, 7 rebounds and a block. And Brielle Schneider, 4 points, 3 rebounds. 15 rebounds in the first quarter, 11 in the second. Free throw shooting all in the first quarter, 6 of 12. In fact, after being whistled for 8 fouls in the first quarter, Shelton was clean there in the second, so no free throw attempts for the Blue Devils. 3-point shooting, they were 0 of 6 in the first quarter, 0 of 1 in the second. Turnovers, 8 in the first quarter, 13 unofficially in the second quarter. And foul situation for Kennesaw. Burr, Dassinger, and Brielle Schneider all have 3. Kennesaw had 8 points in each quarter, and at the half, 16 points, 26 rebounds. 6 out of 12 at the free throw line, 0 of 7 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 21 turnovers. Kennesaw leading Shelton at the half, 16-13. We'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a moment.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Girls game 16-13 with Kennesaw leading here at Shelton. The boys game is up next, and both teams 1-1 on the season. Shelton coach Matt Walter giving us a couple of minutes here before getting his team prepped up and pepped up for tonight's ball game. Matt, thanks for the time. Everybody at this stage, if they don't have a ton of returning starters, trying to find something to work on, and I'm sure that's the case for your ball club as well.
Absolutely. You know, we returned one starter from last year in Taryn Hawks, and he's a good player. And we got 2 other guys with some significant playing time last year, but I would still call our team young, even though we're starting 4 seniors, young in experience.
Had Mr. Muehlbach come over and do a job shadow with us last month, and he told me about how banged up your guys were going to be. There was some that thought this could be a team that was a top 10 type of ball club. Maybe if you get completely healthy, that will be the case. I guess the question there is, will this team ever be completely healthy, or you got some guys that are done for the year already?
Well, I'm pretty sure, you're talking about Nate, and he's done for the year, unfortunately, and you know, he started for me all summer long, so that's a big loss for us. And he had a lot of experience from last year. He'd have been another guy coming back. And then we got two other guys that had shoulder surgery, and they're done for the year. We had another kid that moved away that would probably saw some time, too. So, yeah, I mean, losing four guys that would have saw some time, we're digging deep now, you know, into freshmen and stuff that don't have a lot of experience by far in a way. So we're working on it. We're trying to get experience. And you don't have, you know, we only have 14 guys out, and we don't have a lot of depth as far as practicing against a good set of another five kids. They try hard, but when you can't practice, and other teams see that too in practice, so we know.
Besides that, being thrown into the fray here kind of this way, you kind of go through your camps and summer ball, and then all of a sudden that's not the team that you're working with in practice. How has it changed what you have had to do in the first two games and probably what you're going to do here in the first month?
Well, you know, the first game for us was Elm Creek was a better team than us, and we found that out pretty quick. And we were trying to adjust to the way that, you know, the new NSA rules with the hand checking and stuff like that. And then, you know, games that I've seen lately have been called just a little bit different because I think the refs had to kind of figure out how they were going to call it as well. So, but switching from summer is just, we're doing some different things because we have some different personnel. We can't obviously run the exact same things that we wanted to run. Not a lot different, but there is some things that are different that you just have to do with different personnel. Obviously, we lost a lot of great players from last year. So we're not necessarily trying to replace those guys as much as we're just trying to fill the point guard spot, shooting guard spot, forward spot with adequate players that have high basketball IQs.
Kennesaw and Shelton boys coming up next. Shelton boys coach Matt Walter with us. Give us a little preview of what you're expecting from Kennesaw tonight.
Man, they hustle everywhere, all the time. I can't get over just watching them on film how hard they play nonstop, 100% of the time. Doesn't matter if they're down 17 points. They're still diving for loose balls. They're doing everything the right way. They hit the offensive glass really hard. You know, they have a really good player in Trevor Burr, and he does a really, really good job. So we're going to have to watch after him. But I think if, you know, we rebound, we take care of the ball, and we execute on offense, I think we'll do pretty well. It should be a pretty close game. Hopefully not, but it probably will be a close game.
All right, Matt. Hey, appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you later.
Yep, thanks, Doug.
That's Shelton boys basketball coach Matt Walter. They'll take on Kennesaw in the boys game tonight. That'll tip off probably close to 8:30. Because we have just finished up the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Our second half is next.
Are you looking for more protection against bad weather hitting your crops than federal crop insurance alone can provide? The Kroll Agency now offers total weather insurance, providing supplemental coverage against drought, excess moisture, heat stress, and fall freeze. And the program pays out automatically when bad weather hits. That means no paperwork and no adjuster coming out to your farm. Call the Kroll Agency to learn more and get a free quote today. The Kroll Agency, with offices in Hastings, Kennesaw, Minden, and Roseland.
And we're ready for the second half to get underway. Shelton on the alternating possession arrow will get the basketball, come out and face a matchup zone here, trying to dump it inside to Garcia. Kicks it back out. The jumper spins out that time. No good for Harvey. And the rebound brought down by Dasslinger. Jordan outlet pass. Second outlet pass gets by everybody and out of bounds. And that's the one thing that everyone is hoping for here is a reduction in the turnovers. We had a total of 40 turnovers by the two teams in the first half, and that's way above even the standards for a young team or an inexperienced team, so we'll see if they can take care of that here. As Koning gets open, right elbow jumper from 12 is no good. Long rebound off the heel, brought down by Brenna Schneider. The boards have been cleaned by Kennesaw more often than not. Schneider decides to force the issue down the baseline, draws the contact. The ball will fall off the rim, so she'll have to earn it from the free throw line. We had 39 rebounds unofficially in the first half, 26 of those going to Kennesaw. The rebound here is on Juanita Garcia. That's her first, and the free throw is up and good for Brielle Schneider. She has 5 points, and Brenna has 5 points. 17-13, Kennesaw. Second free throw, setting on her rim and in. So the first time tonight that Kennesaw's made both free throws, they went to the line 6 times for 2 shots in the first quarter, went 1 of 2 each time. 18-13 the score. Shelton at the other end, half court, trying to dump it down low to hurt Hunt, and it's over her head and out of bounds. First minute of the third quarter. And Shelton still trying to put a little pressure on now. Kennesaw works around it. Gets it into the hands of Schneider. Ball tapped away. Midcourt with a basketball to throw it in. Will be Brenna Schneider. Dumps it into the backcourt to Brielle. Brings it across the timeline. Right side against the zone defense. 2-1-2 here of Shelton. Get it into the hands of Burr. Burr has it taken away. Steal made by Pleahall. Pleahall to the other end. Goes with the offhand and scores. Abby Pleahall with the first bucket of the second half for Shelton. 18-15 Kennesaw. As they face some pressure, they'll break it this time. Get it to Burr in the front court. Trying to lob it underneath. It gets deflected into the hands of Nunn, and she'll score. Kendra was open. Then the pass was a little behind, and so it was tipped. But it ended up in Nunn's hands, and she's got 4 points. 22-15. Kennesaw with the lead. Coding takes a quick jumper at the other end. No good. Offensive putback. Garcia is up, and it is in. So a little scoring here, thankfully, for all the fans involved to start this third quarter of play. 20-17. Kennesaw hustles it down to Nunn again. The layup good. Assist to Brielle Schneider. Back-to-back buckets by Nunn, and it's 22-17. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter of play. So we've already had 10 points in 2 minutes. Koning makes it 12. Baseline jumper left side. 9 points for Koning. Her first seven came in the first quarter. 22-19. Kennesaw with the ball on a three-point lead. Cross the timeline with it. Off a couple of picks. We'll be dashing her. Here into the near corner. Gives it out to Schneider. Schneider bounce pass back up top to Burr. Dariana takes it to the right side. Driving in. Running in as contact and a blocking foul on the Bulldogs. Brielle Schneider back to the line to shoot two. Made two just a moment ago. And Garcia trying to help out on the backside. Gets her second foul. Again, we've got plenty of basketball coming your way tomorrow. Bertrand and Loomis will be here on Classic Hits. Nebraska volleyball playing tonight. We'll try and keep you updated on how they are doing in the NCAA tournament. Taking on San Diego. Now we're ready to inbound the ball after all the shoes get taken care of. Jumper on the way by Schneider. No good. Offensive rebound put back up by Dassinger. And she is fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. And Shelton definitely has to work on their rebounding. They have really been hammered on the boards tonight. And a lot of that is that free-for-all you'll see when the teams aren't shooting the ball that well. Then you got four, five, six girls or guys, depending on the game, trying to get in there and scrap around for it. The foul is called on Amelia Hunt, her first. And the free throw is up, and it is good by Jordan Dassinger. She's got 4 points, 23-19, Kennesaw. Second free throw on the way, and it's in and out, no good. Board brought down by Amber Harvey. And up the floor, turns it over. Good pressure by Kennesaw. And Shelton now with their second turnover here of the half. Next week, we have, as we told you, Kennesaw and Amherst here on Classic Hits. It'll be Kearney Catholic hosting Ravenna. Then on Thursday, Gibbons at Ravenna, Central Catholics at Minden. That Minden-Central Catholic game will be on the breeze. Block shot here by Abby Pleahall, but it goes right back into the hands of Dassinger. And Kennesaw will maintain possession to Burr. Up top to Schneider. Ball fake on the three. Drives in. Koning cuts her off. Has to leave it into the corner. And some actual ball movement here in the half court. Kennesaw moving it around. Takes the three. Schneider. It's off the back heel for Brenna. And the rebound ends up on the floor. And a travel going to be called on Shelton. They never did get possession of the basketball. So Kennesaw will get it underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in will be Brenna Schneider. 5 points, but they all came in the first quarter. Wide open here in the corner is Dassinger. Her 16-footer, no good, but the offensive putback for Brenna Schneider. Numerous second-chance points for Kennesaw, and now up by six. That's actually the largest lead of the game, 25-19 Kennesaw. Here's a three-pointer for Pleahall. Off transition, it's no good. Rebound for Kennesaw, and an over-the-back foul going to be called on Shelton's Jessica Koenig. That'll be her second, and already five fouls here in the third quarter. So Shelton got eight in the first quarter, none in the second, and now five in 3.5 minutes here in the third. Into the front court with it for the Blue Devils. Kennesaw sets it up by six. Both teams 0-2 looking for their first win. High post, get it to Dazinger. Back out, three-pointer. Burr puts it up. It's no good. Defensive board brought down by Amber Harvey. That's her eighth rebound. Finds Pleahall, who brings the ball down the middle of the floor. Pleahall to the top of the key against the 2-3 zone. Swings it over to Learlux, who's checked in. Back to Pleahall. Skip pass to the right side. Here's the jumper by Harvey. No good. Offensive putback by Learlux. She'll be fouled. So it looks like Learlux is going to go to the line to shoot two. Her first chance at some points here tonight. The foul is called on Kendra Nunn of the Blue Devils. Her second and the first foul of the half here on Kennesaw. And Learlux takes a couple of dribbles. Puts the free throw on the way, and it is good. So Angel with her first point of the game, 25-20, Kennesaw. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw now coming up for Learlux. And it's on the way. And this one is going to be off the front iron, no good. Rebound brought down by the Blue Devils, Brenna Schneider with her eighth. Kennesaw has not used a whole lot of players in the ball game, and so the ones that are in there have a ton of boards. On the right baseline, the wraparound pass, a nifty one, but Nunn can't quite catch it. There wasn't a whole lot of real estate there for Brielle Schneider to thread the needle, and out of bounds it goes. Third turnover of the quarter, 24th of the game against Kennesaw. And into the front court with it, Pleahall. Chance to make it a one-possession game with a bucket here. Pleahall starts right. Shelton kind of standing around right here. Now they redirect. They get it down low. Koenig, turnaround jumper from 12 off the iron. No good. Ball brought down by Kendra Nunn. That'll be her ninth rebound, first of the half. Burr with it up top. Swings it right side to Schneider. Schneider off the screen. Comes in left side. Throws it up over her head off the glass, and it went in. Brielle with 8 points, and you could try that in horse and not get it to go more than 1 and 10. 27-20, 7-point lead here at the other end. Coast to coast, shot no good. Ball slapped off the foot of a Blue Devil and out of bounds off the Pleahall miss. Into the ball game, Stacy Weavers for Kennesaw, and Hunt will come back in for Shelton. Shelton ball here underneath their own hoop. Pleahall will throw it in. They'll put the play in motion, lob it all the way up top to Koenig. Back on the wing, here's a long jumper, Amelia Hunt. They'll say it was a three, but it comes up short, no good. Rebound, Dassinger. She's off to the races. Fires it underneath. Short jumper, good for Brielle Schneider, who has six of the quarter and now a game-high 10 points. And Kennesaw has expended the lead to 9, 29-20. Koenig, skip pass right side. Back to her in the paint, quick jumper. Off the heel, no good. Fight for the loose ball. Bodies on the floor, out of bounds, off of Shelton. So Kennesaw starting to gain a little bit of control of this basketball game, leading it 29-20. It was 16-13 at halftime. Kennesaw's got a chance to double up the first half here in the next 2 minutes. Bounce pass, try to get it to the high post. Ball kicked in the zone there by Shelton. Again, you're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, here at Shelton. As always, want to thank the sponsors as we bring you high school hoops. Trying to see as many different teams as we can here early on in the season. Ball deflected away. And once again, they'll take it out on the side. Kennesaw keeps it on the right side, dribbling out to the top of the circle. Now will be Schneider against the zone, trying to post up Nunn, and then dribbling into traffic and running out of real estate is Brenna Schneider, and she threw it away. She had Nunn and then dribbled right up next to her and was too close to make any kind of a pass, and that allowed Shelton to be all up in him on defense. Pleahall brings it across the timeline. Kicks it into the right-hand corner, thinking about the three as Hunt doesn't take it. They sag on her a little bit to Koenig, staying outside the arc to Learlux. Now to the left wing, Pleahall drives into the double team up to Lerlux for the three. It is no good. We've yet to have a three in the ball game. Rebound brought down by Brielle Schneider. Schneider all the way up the floor, and a charging call that time. She ran right into Lerlux, who took the brunt of that one. Charging foul on Brielle Schneider, and that is her fourth personal foul. And checking in will be Miranda Stade. Excuse me, Stoddy. Stoddy comes into the ballgame. 1:22 to go. Third quarter, 29-20. But Shelton's been on 20 for a long time. Long jumper from 17. That'll change it. Amber Harvey with her sixth point of the ball game. 29-22. Kennesaw by seven. Quickly up the floor. Stoddy takes a 15-footer. No good. Offensive rebound put back up by Nunn. It's no good. And the loose ball pulled down by Koenig. And up the floor comes Shelton. Little shoving underneath that time. Officials let it go. As it's getting physical, they're hanging on to each other, trying to get that loose ball. On the left wing, ball is going to be tipped out of bounds. Getting her hand to the passing lane there is Stoddy. 44 seconds to go, third quarter, 29-22. Kennesaw leads Shelton. Shelton up top, get it to Harvey, to Koenig. Koenig's 11-footer, good. So they were quiet for a while, and now back-to-back buckets to get back in the game, down by five. Still 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Into the front court, Stoddy takes another jumper. That one's off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Amber Harvey. That's her ninth. She'll wait for the traffic to go by. 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Lob it to Coney on the high post. Double team, back out. Pleahall thought about the three. Now dribbles around the double team, and great play. She's fouled. Well, they came out on her, and she made a nice ball fake, and we'll get a couple of free throws for her effort. Two shots coming up here for Abby Pleahall. She is 2 of 4 at the line, has 4 points so far, and the foul on Jordan Dassinger, and now she has four. So even though Kennesaw's ahead, they got to be careful with the fouls. They had those three players with three fouls coming into the third quarter, and the free throw is no good. Checking in for Kennesaw, Rose Werman, another sophomore. Again, this Blue Devil team without a senior on it. Three juniors and the rest are freshmen and sophomore. Second free throw also no good for Pleahall. Ball's loose on the floor, and winning the battle is going to be Garcia. Gets it underneath Koenig, missed the point-blank jumper. Ball loose, and the quarter will come to an end. After three quarters of play in our girls' contest, it's Kennesaw 29, Shelton 24. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests. Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking sure fine and sure fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
With our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9, getting ready to go to the fourth quarter of play. The teams did take better care of the ball in that second or in that third quarter. Four turnovers for Kennesaw, just two for Shelton. Remember, we had a combined 40 turnovers between the two teams in the first half. 6 points in the quarter for Brielle Schneider. That gives her 10 here in the ball game, and a lead for Kennesaw as they get the ball to start the quarter, but they do turn it over. Fast break the other way. Pleahall, she can't make the shot. Ball is grabbed out of there by the blue jersey of Brenna Schneider, and that is her ninth. Into the front court, Kennesaw, 29-24. Blue Devils with a five-point lead. And again, the ball is yanked away there, and Kennesaw turns it over on their first two possessions. Front court with it on the right side of the key. They'll skip it over for a 19-footer. The jumper on the way, and it is good for Amelia Hunt. That's her first bucket of the basketball game. And three straight buckets by Shelton has cut the lead to three at 29-26. Front court with it. Stoddy stays in there. She'll dribble back out between the circles. And a timeout going to be called here by Coach Jace Morgan of Kennesaw. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. 7:04 to go in the game. It's Kennesaw 29 and Shelton 26.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Where else can you get so much great food for such an affordable price? Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. For years, they've prided themselves in being more bang for the buck and making homemade food fresh right there, like their famous prime rib dinners or their huge jumbo ham-breaded shrimp. What about the freshest salad and fruit bars around? Make the drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and be a part of great family, food, and tradition.
Well, just a minute here into the fourth quarter of play. Kennesaw taking the timeout. They'll have three timeouts remaining. Shelton has four timeouts remaining for the remainder of our ball game. Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes at 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or search inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Kennesaw will have the ball here. Out of the timeout, they turn it over on their first two possessions of the fourth quarter of play. So looking to get a shot away here. Stoddy tries to get it to Weavers, and it's picked off. Steal is made by Learlux. Angel to the other end. The left-handed layup is too strong. Offensive rebound put up. It's no good by Harvey. The ball then kicked out of bounds. And last touch by Kennesaw. So Shelton trying to make a run here. Had a chance to cut it to one there, but they've missed a few layups. 28 turnovers now unofficially. On the inbounds pass, the shot is blocked from behind. Amber Harvey has it blocked from behind by Stacey Weavers. It goes out of bounds. Here's Dariana Burr checking in, and Stoddy will check out for Kennesaw. Boys game will follow. Right now a girls game, three-point contest as the ball is thrown into the left-hand corner. Shot no good by Amelia Hunt. The rebound brought down by Rose Werman. And then a turnover in the backcourt. Looks like they're going to call a travel on Kennesaw. So trying to learn how to win. And they're a long way from finishing the task right now. Kennesaw was up 9. Shelton again, long jumper in the corner. That 17-footer is no good by Harvey. Long rebound comes all the way out near midcourt. Burr runs it down. Her outlet pass to Nunn is over her head and out of bounds. Kennesaw, 5 turnovers here in a minute and 40 seconds to start the fourth quarter. Unable to expand their lead. 29-26 Kennesaw. Up next, Shelton will be playing at Gibbon. That's on Tuesday night. And we will see Kennesaw heading back home for Arcadia Loop City tomorrow. Then they're at Amherst Tuesday on the Breeze 94.5. Jumper from the outside is no good for Shelton. Rebound brought down by Nunn. Fast break the other way. Shot by Brenna Schneider. No good. Rebound brought down by Shelton. And Amber Harvey will give it to Pleahall. Pleahall splits the double team. Shelton's got numbers. Pleahall runs right into the defender that time. And Werman. Ball gets loose. Picked up by Learlux. Skip pass back over to Pleahall. And they'll pull it back out. Reset it here against the pressure matchup zone. So Pleahall drives. She puts up the one-hand runner. It's no good. And we've got a jump ball underneath between Koning and Nunn. And the possession arrow points the way of Shelton. So they'll get another opportunity. Only 2 points scored here in the first 2.5 minutes of the fourth quarter. Shelton has had many chances to cut this lead. They're down 3. Inbounds pass. There's an open drive to the baseline. And a blocking foul will send Abby Pleahall to the line to shoot 2. We've had very few mini runs, as you can tell by the score, but it seems like one team hits a bucket, they get two or three buckets, maybe throwing a free throw in there as the foul is called on Rose Werman. That'll be her first at the line. Pleahall to shoot two. She's 2 of 6, now 2 of 7. The team was 6 of 12 through three quarters, while Kennesaw was 9 of 15. Shelton staying on 26. Second free throw, that's good. Point number 27 on the board. It's a 7-0 run right now by Shelton to get within two, and then a reach-in foul in the backcourt. 34 fouling 34. Amber Harvey with her third, trying to steal it away from Stacey Weavers. So they'll throw it into the backcourt. Kennesaw across the timeline. Left-hand dribble. Get it into the hands of Brenna Schneider. Schneider works it over to the right wing to Weavers. Good ball movement out top. Burr for three. Still haven't got one to fall. It's no good. And ripping the rebound out of there is Amber Harvey. I've got her for a dozen. Shelton 0 of 4 from the three-point arc. And Kennesaw unofficially 0 of 10. We know nobody's made one. And a walk going to be called here on Shelton. They were too open, and Learlux decided she was going to take the shot, but while she was getting her feet set, she walked with the basketball. First turnover of the fourth quarter for Shelton. 5 minutes to go in the game. It's 29-27. Kennesaw with the lead. But they have not scored in a long time. No points yet in the fourth quarter for the Blue Devils. Into the front court with it, a left-hand dribble. Stutter, now Dassinger brings it in. Shot partially blocked in there by Koenig. It's no good, and it will be their basketball. And Koenig looks like she got hurt trying to pick up that blocked shot back there, and they're going to have to take her out of the ball game. So Jessica Koenig will check out, and checking in her place will be Jennifer Garcia. With 4:45 to go in our game, 29-27, Kennesaw with the lead. Shelton has led one time by 1 point, and that was back in the first quarter. Here is Pleahall driving in, but there's 2-3 defenders, and the ball will be taken away. Outlet pass into the front court underneath the Burr. Her running layup, no. Rebound brought down by Harvey. Outlet pass, Shelton's going to get it to Learlux, left wing. Dumps it inside to Garcia. Back out, Learlux. 19-footer, no good. Tries to follow her shot, but the rebound brought down by Brielle Schneider. Up the floor, coast to coast. Layup spins off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Brenna Schneider. It's up, no good. How about a second chance? It will not go in. Somebody get the can opener. Get the tape measure. Let's see if these are regulation rims. The ball will not fall in. And it goes out of bounds. To Kennesaw. Oh, did we get a foul in there? Yes, we did. Amber Harvey is going to be called for her fourth foul. Sixth team foul, so not quite yet in the one-and-one. Kennesaw on the inbound. They're going to fire a three. It comes up short, and the rebound brought down by Juanita Garcia. Kennesaw, halfway through this fourth quarter, has yet to score a point. Three on the board for Shelton. They're down by two. Into Garcia. That's Jennifer. Back out top they go, Pleahall. Right side jumper on the way from 13, Amber Harvey. No good. Board pulled down again by Kennesaw. That's Dassinger. I've got her with 11 in the game. Pass knocked out of bounds. And checking back in will be Jessica Koenig. And the sophomore, Jennifer Garcia, right back out after a moment to catch her breath. Kennesaw will inbound it underneath their own hoop. The pass up towards the top of the circle, tipped away, and Pleahall won the race to the ball, takes it to the other end and scores. And we are tied at 29, a 9-0 run by Shelton to tie this game up. The pass tipped away again, nearly stolen, the ball being kicked around, and a timeout called by Kennesaw so that they did not lose the possession. It will be a 30-second timeout. 3:18 to go here in the ball game, and we are tied at 29. Shelton and Kennesaw on Classic Hits.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Flipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth with 3:18 to go in our girls' varsity game. Shelton and Kennesaw are now tied at 29. And it'll be Kennesaw ball on the baseline out of the timeout. Brenna Schneider to throw it in. Tosses it up top to Brielle. Schneider brings it to the high post. Now throws it back over to Burr. High post again. Dassinger, back door open, well-run play, but they missed the shot, and the ball grabbed by Koenig, her sixth rebound. Kennesaw has had some great looks, but has still been shut out here in the fourth quarter, 3 minutes to go. Amazing thing is they're not behind. In for Shelton is Joey Terry. Baseline Koenig, she'll hit it, and Shelton has the lead. Jessica Koenig with 13 points. It's an 11-0 run by Shelton here on their home court, and then they force Kennesaw into a double dribble. That is the seventh turnover of the fourth quarter for Kennesaw. Shelton has only committed two, so both teams took better care of the ball in that third quarter. Shelton, 19 turnovers in the first half, just four here in the second. That's allowed them to not only get back in the game, but to take the lead. 31-29, and it's their basketball. With it is Harvey. Between the circles, uses her dribble, back to Koenig, turns, fires another 10-footer, no good. Rebound comes out to Jordan Dassinger. She's got 4.5, 12 in the game, quickly up the floor, and too quick for Kennesaw. The ball knocked away, but the Bulldogs couldn't keep their feet still, so a break for the Blue Devils. They'll get it underneath their own hoop. Coach Chase Morgan calling the inbounds play. Still 2:20 to go in the game. Anybody's contest. And Kennesaw to throw it in with Brenna Schneider. Looking backside, not there. Goes to her outlet, that's Dassinger. Back in the corner, 19-foot jumper, good. And finally, Kennesaw breaks the ice here in the fourth quarter. Brenna Schneider with her ninth point, and we are tied again. 31-31 with 2:10 to go. Crossover Pleahall into the double team. Ran right into the defender, Dassinger, but got the loose ball. Now as she takes it up top, a walk is called. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have the final stats for you. And then into the boys game, which won't start until after 8:30. Not only did we start late, but obviously this has been an extremely long girls game with all the turnovers and fouls, timeouts and stuff. Stop play and a foul on a three-pointer that goes in for Brenna Schneider. Fouled from behind by Amber Harvey, and she fouls out. It goes in, and a chance for a four-point play just when Shelton put an 11-0 run together. Now five straight with a chance for six for Kennesaw. The first three of the night goes in because Brenna Schneider was fouled. You don't see that very often, and a chance to make it a two-possession game here. Schneider is 3 of 6 at the line. 12 points. Free throw up, and it is in. Six straight for Brenna Schneider, and it's 35-31 on the key four-point play. Pleahall brings the ball into the front court here for Shelton, all the way to the baseline. Into the corner, she'll give it off to Hunt. Back inside Koenig, five-footer, up and no good because she is fouled. Two free throws coming up for Jessica. 3 of 4, but then came all the way back in the first quarter. She has 13 points to lead the way for Shelton. Schneider with that six-point run has 13 to lead the way for Kennesaw. The foul will be on Brenna Schneider, her first. And the free throw is no good by Koenig. 1:41 to go. Second free throw is good. So 14 points now, 35-32. Kennesaw with a three-point lead, 1:40 to go. Try to get it to Nunn. He gets away from her, but she makes a nice save that the ball goes out of bounds off the Blue Devils. Turnover number 33 for Kennesaw. They lead it, though, 35-32. Shelton to throw it in. They've got four timeouts if Coach Potter wants to use them. and set up a play almost every possession into the front court. Plihal down by three to Learlux. On the wing to Garcia. Back up top to Plihal. It should be probably Plihal and Koenig's game. And now there's a little seam. So Plihal drives and scoops it up and scores. Abby Plihal with 5 1/4 and 9 in the game. And it's a one-point game. Coast to coast, Kennesaw dropped the ball. Got it back out to Nunn. Quick shot by Brenna Schneider. Partially blocked over there by Plihal. Ball is loose and out of bounds off of Kennesaw. And Shelton is completely gassed. They need a timeout. They are completely gassed. 35-34, but it's second up time with a minute to go. 35-34, Kennesaw. Up top, Learlux. Left-hand dribble. Takes the long jumper from 17 on the elbow. No good. Rebound tipped around and grabbed by Kennesaw. And a foul to go along with it in there as they were battling for the loose ball. Brenna Schneider grabbed the ball. And the foul underneath is called on Shelton. So it's a 1-1. We're coming to the other end. Shelton thought the foul had been called on Kennesaw. But it is the third personal foul on Learlux, who was trying to follow her shot. And at the line, Brenna Schneider. She's 4 of 7. Has all 6 points for Kennesaw here in the quarter. 46 seconds to go. 35-34. And the front end of the 1-1 is on the way, and it is too strong. Rebound pulled down by Amelia Hunt. Gives it to Plihal. Crowd starting to make some noise, but there's plenty of time. Plihal gets by a defender, kicks it into the corner. Hunt thought about it, down to Koenig. Turnaround jumper from 8, comes up short, no good. Rebound brought down by Nunn for Kennesaw. 30 seconds to go. Kennesaw down the floor, gets it underneath, takes his shot, puts it up no good by Brenna Schneider. Out of bounds to Shelton. And this is what we talked about earlier, learning how to win. Kennesaw had no need to take the shot there. Hustle that ball down the floor, and they will put no pressure on in the backcourt. 20 seconds to go in the game. Shelton ball down one, and a timeout on the floor by the Bulldogs. It'll be a full-length timeout. 18 seconds remaining in the ball game. It is Kennesaw 35, Shelton 34. It'll be Shelton ball when we come back.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Laser Tech has been putting the surf back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done.
Coming up, the
Misco
Sports postgame show, but we've got 18 seconds to go. It is Kennesaw 35, Shelton 34. Shelton ball at midcourt. Learlux to throw it in to Plihal. Plihal will dribble from the left wing to the right. Pick being set backside by Amelia Hunt. Now she swings over. Hunt takes an 18-footer. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Plihal. Now it's loose on the floor. We're going to get a foul. Learlux just shoved Schneider to the ground when she came up with a loose basketball, and the clock now reads 6 seconds. So all that took 12 seconds of play. And Shelton is going to need a little luck right now. That's the fourth foul on Learlux. It is still a 1-1, and a timeout called by Kennesaw before they even shoot the free throws. So 6 seconds remaining in the game. Kennesaw will have one timeout remaining. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Situation right now is hit the two free throws and you can't lose. If you don't hit the free throw, make darn sure that you don't foul, although Kennesaw does have a foul to give. So Shelton is really going to need something to go their way to have a chance to win this basketball game. If Shelton does get the rebound, they need to use a timeout, probably get the ball down the floor, use another timeout because they've got three left, and then have a chance to get a shot away because, as we've watched tonight, there's not a lot of full court baseline to baseline action. You may see them get up the floor, but to get a shot to go has not been the case. And with 6 seconds to go, Shelton's probably going to need to put the ball in Pleahall's hands. So if you're Coach Chase Morgan, I'm picking two or three girls just to get on Pleahall. Just worry about her. If somebody else can bring the ball up, so be it. But you got to get the action on Pleahall and not let her get a shot off. So here we go, 6 seconds to go. Kennesaw to shoot the one-and-one with Brenna Schneider. Leading by one. And Schneider, front end of the one-and-one, on the way. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Shelton. They don't call timeout. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Pleahall from half court lets it go, and that is the end of the basketball game. The final score, Kennesaw 35 and Shelton 34. Shelton will fall to 0-3. Kennesaw gets their first win of the season. And we will be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Thanks for listening to this Bulldog Sports broadcast, proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows all these students and coaches work hard and play harder for their teams. That's why Gangwish Seed is very happy to support all of our athletes in all they do. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Go Bulldogs! From everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Shelton. We're about 20 minutes away from the start of our boys' game, so plan on out at about 8:40 for the tip-off tonight, as you can hear the warm-up buzzer in the background. Time now for the Misco Sports post-game show. Misco Sports has been keeping our athletes geared up for the games for years and will continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord. You'll be better equipped for the games you play when you visit Misco Sports. Here's the final numbers. First off for Shelton, Angel Lerlux, 1.3 rebounds. Juanita Garcia, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Abby Pleahall, 9 points, 2 rebounds, 2 block shots. Amber Harvey, 6 points, 13 rebounds. Amelia Hunt, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and Jessica Koenig led the way for Shelton with 14 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 13 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting for Shelton, 5 of 8 in the first half, 3 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first half, 0 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, 19 in the first half, but Shelton did whittle that way down to only 5 in the second half. 13 points at halftime, 21 of the second half. Shelton had 34 points, 29 rebounds, 8 of 16 from the free throw line, 0 of 4 from three-point land, 3 block shots, 24 turnovers. Shelton now 0 and 3 and will be at Gibbon on Tuesday, at Gibbon on Tuesday, and then at Red Cloud 1 week from tonight, and next Saturday they're at Lawrence Nelson, so 3 road games for Shelton next week. We'll look at the final numbers for Kennesaw right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask Shelter Agent Joe Methy about Shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, here's a look at the final numbers for Kennesaw. Had three players in double digits with rebounds in the ball game tonight, including Brenna Schneider, who led the team with 13 points and 13 rebounds. She had all six of the Kennesaw points in the fourth quarter, and the key play of the game ends up being the three-pointer that she banked in after being fouled, hit the free throw, and that gave Kennesaw their final points of the game, still with plenty of time left, but that was the last point that they scored, 13 points, 13 rebounds. Kendra Nunn, 6 points, 13 rebounds. Dariana Burr, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Jordan Dassinger, 4 points, 12 rebounds and a block shot. Brielle Schneider, 10 points, 5 rebounds. Stacey Weavers had a block, and Rose Werman had 1 rebound. 26 rebounds in the first half, 22 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 12 in the first half and 4 of 9 in the second half. The only three they made was that last one that banked in on the foul. And turnovers for Kennesaw, 21 in the first half. They did whittle it down, but still 13 more in the second half. 16 points at halftime, 19 points in the second half. It's enough for Kennesaw's first win of the year. 35 points, 48 rebounds, 10 out of 18 at the free throw line, 1 of 12 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 34 turnovers. Kennesaw wins it 35-34. Kennesaw will be home against Arcadia Loup City tomorrow, and then we will see them Tuesday at Amherst. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll be back in about 12 minutes for boys action as both Shelton and Kennesaw come in 1-1, so stay with us. We've got some late-night basketball coming your way here on Classic Hits 98.9.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.